Well, good morning, everybody. It's nice to see you again. And okay, I prepared a slide. Just two slides, actually. It's not going to be too much. Showing what we have done and what we are doing this year. It's not really... The definition is not really good. What we did is in the first column is 2010 activities, last year activities, and the other column is 2011, so we can share what we did and what we changed for this year out of the learnings of last year. As all the chairs, we have three blocks of activities, the courses activities, the research activities, and the outreach activities. In terms of courses activities, just to as a reminder, my institution, which is Flaxo, did not put in the application a master program because we had one. So what we put was courses for public officers, kind of specialized courses, very specific courses in sanitary and phytosanitary measures or intellectual property. So as originally planned, we had only to do one course, but actually what happened that we ended up making up four of them. Two of them were in collaboration with the WTO, and two of them, one was in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, and the other was in collaboration with the Master in Intellectual Property. And there we have learning a lot about the course, so we can discuss later on what we learn out of the courses. The course in the format were all different, but all were for public officers, mostly. Then the research aspect of the year, we could not forward a new research agenda because we had a lot of work managing and setting up the chair. I mean, we have a lot of work making up the courses and developing the courses and making up the web page of the chair and doing the inaugural conference of the chair. So actually what happened was that research, actually we kept along the lines we were researching and we saved funds to apply this year. So actually this year, 2011, is the year of research at Flaxo. And we pulled together funds from 2010 and 2011. And we did minor things in research. We translated things, articles, peer-reviewed articles that we consider that we should have them in Spanish. That's what we did in terms of research. And then in outreach activities, well, we had, other than the courses, and we set up a web page, and we decided to do that because Flaxo web page is pretty crowded. So actually the WTO chair was not visible enough. So actually we made up a web page, and because there are not so many news related to WTO in Argentina, we decided to do that the web page, when you get into the web page, the most dynamic thing is an interview section. So you get into the web page and you see a picture of somebody that we interviewed, and in this way we made almost one interview per month. We keep the page very active. So if you get into the page, you find new things. Other than that, we have all the information related to the WTO, including the official negotiating positions of Argentina there. So actually, if you work over WTO issues, it's a nice page to see because you have a lot of interviews to people dealing with trade, and also you have the, you know, the official positions, and you have a calendar with all the activities related here in Geneva and in Argentina with WTO and in Latin America in general, seminars, events, and this kind of stuff. Then we did the inaugural conference, so Alejandro Jara came, and it was a nice conference about the Doha round. And we also made a call, the WTO chair Flaxo annual tries. Actually, that was not at all a success. We got only 8 presentations, so that's few presentations. A little, we were expecting really that we were found people interested in, you know, presenting their work, but it was not the case. And it's not only that we had few presentations, but the quality was not good at all. Actually, it was very poor. So we had there a meeting to decide what to do. We made a real judgment, and we decided not to give the prize to anyone because we thought that none of the works had the quality to receive the prize. So that was not a nice activity last year. And then what we did to give visibility to the chair was to participate as chairholders in event, not only as Flaxo researcher, but as WTO chairholder. And that was nice. We participated in events made at Flaxo, but also in events made up by the WTO and by ICTSD and also the CAF, the Corporación Andina de Fomento. So for this year, activities look quite different because courses, we know how to do it now. We have learned how to do it. And so it doesn't take so much time to make up now courses. So actually, this year, the accent is put on research. So we have developed terms of reference, and we have commanded papers. And we have done the three lines that we originally submitted to the WTO, meaning governance, intellectual property, and defense measures. These are our issues. So if we are going to think about coordinating research, one thing we could do is to circulate our TDRs, our terms of research, so our TORs. So it's one way to start up maybe the process of coordinating the research agenda. And so there what you have is the titles of the papers, and you will see that we have governance papers, meaning Latin American trade, the impact of China, and then very sectoral papers in IP and the dispute settlement body, IP post, Uruguay Round agreements, what happened with TRIPS after in terms of negotiations, and also you have climate change, which is not there, but is one of the issues that arose out of the course of natural resources we did last year. It was one of the results of the course, two papers actually, one on commodities and the other one in climate change, that born out of the course. So for this year, 2011, the activities are the courses we are going to do, again, the SPS course, and we have the trade defense measure, which is quite new this year. We will repeat the IP as well, and we started to work with parliamentarians this year in cooperation with other institutions. And parliamentarians are very, very, very difficult to work with because they have a very full agenda, so actually commit parliamentarians to participate in a seminar is quite difficult. It takes a lot of time. You have to invite them. You have to go through the parliament bureaucracy. And then the day before the seminar, they just drop because they have something more important. So it proved to be very, very difficult. But it proved also to be very, very rich because they are actually, they were kind of, they valued the kind of information that bridged the between academic and policy knowledge. So actually, it was quite difficult to set it up to make the parliamentarians be there, but actually we made the first 2 weeks ago, and it was very, very a good experience. And we are going to have another with parliamentarians in August. So, and this we brought about financing from ICLAC, from the IDBA, from ALCID. So we are four institutions funding the parliamentarians event. It's a 4-day event, so if somebody is interested or is thinking in working with parliamentarians, we can kind of share our experience there. So courses that, research is that. Outreach activities, well, we will keep the same line. We will keep updating and making our web page dynamics because it keeps being the pivotal way in which we communicate what we do. And we will keep participating in events as shareholders, not as other, like just as Flaxo. And so I put just one slide with the highlights of 2011, but it's not, it's 2010 actually. I failed there. So our evaluation of the chair, that Flaxo's W chair startup, was until now very positive, very constructive, very instructive, and very demanding, all of them. That the work plan was modified when we were doing it, we kind of modified, and so we put more emphasis in training courses in the first place, and then research kind of paid the price of that. And research kept along the ongoing agenda we had last year. That in terms of visibility, the church website plays or keeps playing a pivotal role in displaying, disseminating, and making available material and information related to the WTO. And the surprises were two. One surprise was that the government asked us to include the basics of WTO in each course, because in our presentation to WTO we assumed that we did not need that, that we had so many courses in Argentina dealing with WTO that we don't need the basics. But in the four courses I mentioned, the government and participants asked for a session with the basics. So that was a surprise for us. And also another surprise was the low participation and the poor participation in the WTO chair flag surprise, that we expected a more, you know, impact, and we had non-impact. So that would be the most important traits of that year. So thank you very much.